The most important question I got was, what is your legacy? Not a material legacy, but if life stops now, how do you want to be remembered? What is your frequency legacy? The Phoenix Frequency podcasts are a result from that question. When all seemed burnt in your life, the fertile ash of a phoenix is filled with compassion, love, forgiveness, empowerment, intuition, wisdom, generosity, creativity, resilience, a balance of an evolution and involution, what is needed to rise. I am Nienke van Bezooijen and I live my Phoenix frequencies. On a weekly basis, I share my insights, my resources, and I have guests who Phoenix themselves. If it resonates to you, you're welcome to rise. Welcome to the Phoenix Frequencies. Marriage, to tie the knot, or in Dutch, trouwen, what is related to vertrouwen, what means trust. I trust you enough to spend my life with you. What do you search for or want to recognize in one another to merge your life together? In the last episode, I highlighted the masculine frequencies. Today, I want to merge, to marry that with the higher feminine qualities. Remember, this is what you're radiating, not what your gender is. And blending the expressions of the higher masculine, like, for example, your presence, directness, tough love, authenticity, soberness and earnest, integrity, dignity, vulnerability. You can marry them with the feminine side, such as intuition, compassion, wisdom, understanding, connecting, inner knowing. How would it be to be with someone who lives both frequencies? Maybe a lower feminine voice has an opinion about it within yourself. That doesn't work for me. That's only for a happy few. That sounds like an insecurity, a blame, a gossip of overprocessing, a victimhood or martyrhood. It can sneak in. Or when you've found this higher expression within you and you start to live it, you might get afraid. You might lose it again. And then emotional brooding, overcare around it is around the corner. A relationship starts with getting to know each other, and there is no difference here. You get to know these frequencies. By now you heard about the higher frequencies expressions. Consciously, you can start to recognize when you act in a sustainable way, uplifting, supporting, a contribution to yourself and others. A mentee said to me, if I want to marry both sides, I will lose my spontaneous actions. It will block me. Well, is it? No, it creates a freedom of choice. You can choose emotional brooding or judgment, or follow through with intuition. You can choose to be righteous and prove yourself, to get others alongside with you by starting a blaming gossip. But how about you choose to respond based on dignity and being vulnerable, receptive about the thing you want to know or you don't know in a situation? Open yourself. That's a higher feminine frequency. And how about to start with responses in the frequencies with yourself before you're outsourcing this to others? You can start practicing, just having these little check-in moments with yourself, where you want to respond and how you want to respond. But like in marriage, you don't start overnight. You give it time to get to know each other. You get the time to be with one another. See what worked, what isn't working. And if something comes up what needs more work, you will do it. Because you trust this can be a long-lasting relationship. And of course, you don't have to call it marriage. But it's about blending two expressions. How you can be more effective, more responsible, and more sustainable for yourself and others. That's what I call a phoenix frequency. Because if you let yourself down, and I know, life gets in the way, you bump your nose. Don't think I have a happy, clappy life as well. Life gets in the way, but it's all how you can turn the key. If you can be conscious about your responses, give yourself a chance. Give yourself time to see what works for you, how it works for you. And if life gets in the way, well, tap into compassion and just start over. Don't pretend nothing is going on if life kicks in. That's not a higher frequency. Directness and just facing is more helpful in that way. Just see what comes to you. Just see what serves you. And marry the higher masculine and the higher feminine because it works. And just start radiating that out into the world, into your life. But most of all, start with yourself, because from there you can rise.